98.9 FM and WXCO 1230 AM, Cronenwetter's choice for news, talk, and sports radio. Streaming 24/7 at BullFallsRadio.com.
I had to bring in Jimmy Buffett's boat drinks because there are not that many songs about hockey. And, you know, so you've got to go with that one, even if everybody at the hockey game is dreaming of a place where it's warm. Hockey games might be where you have heard of our next guest more often than politics, but he would like that to change as he seeks a seat in the Wisconsin State Senate. Bob Look joins us here. Bob, good to have you here. Thanks for the visit.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it a whole lot.
For those folks that might be hearing your voice here, and now we're seeing you as well, your voice is familiar for hockey games. How?
Well, I've been the public address announcer for Wisconsin Badger men's hockey since they opened the Kohl Center in 1998. And so this coming fall will be my 25th season.
Not a bad gig. And I mean, that's I don't know that I can think of a better role to have for a winter job. So, you know, good
well,
on you.
I was a one game sub. The person who was supposed to do the games couldn't make the very first game. And they knew I was back in the state and I had worked for the Milwaukee Admirals hockey team in Milwaukee and Peoria Rivermen when I worked out in Peoria, Illinois. So I just made a cold call and they says, could you help us out in the first game? I did the first game and the coach says, you're my man. And I've been there ever since.
Well, I think it's a great thing. And now you've turning your attention toward something more political. I will say first, we're going to make sure we tell people how to find Bob Look online, because right now you know Bob, if you Google Bob Look, you end up with a bunch of haircuts, you know, that have a Bob hairstyle to them. So you're really suffering from the disease of the common name here.
Yeah, well, we do have a website for the campaigns, BobLookForStateSenate.com. It's a website that you can interact. You can reach me via email. You can make donations, and what I will promise be doing on this website, on basically almost an every other day occurrence, I will post a video of either a comment or something in regards to the campaign, maybe an issue that may come up, so that people know exactly, you know, where I'm coming from, so they won't have to, well, gee, I wonder what Bob thinks about this issue. So that's one way to reach people a little quicker than going door to door or going around this district. As you well know, the districts are really amusing. Within the state of Wisconsin, and the Senate District 29 is no exception. Not unusual with as far as the people. I mean, the people have they just happen to be put in those districts. But most of Marathon County is part of the district, but we also include Taylor County, Rusk County, and Sawyer County, and a little bit of Wood County. But again, it's gerrymandered to be where if I drive from one end to the district to the other, it takes about 3 hours. So that's quite a run for a state Senate district.
Oh gosh. Is it ever? I mean, it really just kind of has the appearance of an appendix on the map. I mean, almost an afterthought. And that it's not at all fair to the people in and around that district that our districts aren't more contiguous, or they aren't more uniform, that aren't more compact. But regardless, because of the 2011 Republican gerrymander, which was reinforced this year by the right-wing justices of the state Supreme Court, this is the district that Bob described that he's running in. And it's a district that Jerry Petrosky had represented for a number of years and is now retiring. So, Bob, with an open seat, what is the case that you're making to voters as they decide who should be their new state senator?
Well, first of all, you know, talking about Senator Petrosky, he's a friend of mine because we both got together when he first became an elected official. I was working for WSAU Radio at the time, and I was covering the Republican quote unquote victory party in 1998, which was not many victories, except for the assembly race where Jerry Petruski just squeaked in there. It wasn't until like about 11:30 at night when we finally got the final numbers that we could actually say that Jerry had been elected. So it was Jerry, myself, and a bartender at the Elks Lodge in Wausau, Wisconsin. And I was doing his first interview as the assemblyman elect. So I've known Jerry since that time and remained very good friends with him. I wasn't running because Jerry had retired. In fact, I had no interest in running for the state Senate until I received a call one Thursday evening from a member of the Democratic Party who I had met previously and brought up the point that there's no one running for the state Senate on the Democratic ticket this coming year. And I says, well, I'm sorry to hear that. He says, would you consider doing it? Well, you know, I've been retired, got out of the broadcast business in August of 2017. And I was liking the retirement life. However, I'm from the position that it's better to have a race when there's two horses, at least, in it. And I figured with talking to the Democratic Party that they would give me the assistance to get me on the ballot. They did. And so off we're running.
And in doing so, something we've discussed before, and I really can't emphasize it enough, is the value that brings toward critical races at the top of the ticket. Because whether it's Mandela Barnes, Ron Johnson, Tim Michaels, or Tony Evers, you know, if they win by one vote, it doesn't matter if that one vote was in, you know, the biggest city in Milwaukee or the smallest township in the 29th Senate district. If somebody's coming in and they wouldn't have come in if you know, you hadn't talked to them and persuaded them to vote, those are victories at the top of the ticket that just don't happen. So, I'm sure that was explained to you and probably did not need much persuading on that front.
What was more important to me, Pat, is that I would like to be that conduit for the people of this district, of the 29th Senate district, to Madison. And the only way to do that is to go out and meet people and say hi, you know, and find out what, you know, what's important to them. And what's really what I find interesting with talking to many, many people, you know, as I've had the chance to visit throughout the district, is the fact that we have so much in common. We have so much, you know, that we want to get done and to do right by each other. I want to bring to Madison something that maybe is a little bit odd, and that's people who don't yell at one another. I'd like to emphasize my background in communication, which is what I did for a living. My job was to make radio stations successful, get the most amount of listeners so that we get the biggest bang for the buck for the advertisers. That's the basic, you know, ingredient of commercial radio. And you don't become a popular radio station by not serving the community or serving the people that you are licensed to serve. So I kind of bring that background of 40 plus years of broadcasting into this race, and also the communication skills that go with it.
We talked to Dick Ausman in our last hour, and he's hit on some similar themes that his own background in, communication skills, bringing people in a workforce together, you know, listening more often. There seems to be a common theme here, Bob, that politics could use that, not just in Washington, D.C., but in Madison as well.
A person learns a lot more by listening. Unfortunately, that's been a lost art. We have to listen to one another. I remember going out, getting the signatures to be on the ballot, and there was a gentleman at a location, had the red MAGA hat on, and I just asked him. I said, "Would you like to sign my papers to get on the ballot for the state senator?" And he says, "Oh, sure." And he looked at it, and all of a sudden, he saw the word Democrat on the party. And he goes, "Oh no, I said, "Leroy," his name is Leroy. I said, "Leroy, you know, I'm just trying to get on the ballot. It doesn't mean you have to vote for me." I'm just trying to get on the ballot. And then I asked him, you're a grandfather, aren't you? I said, oh, yes, yes, I have. How many grandkids do you have? And we started a conversation. We talked for 15 minutes about everything other than politics. Talked about what they wanted for their grandkids, what they were looking for, you know, as far as, you know, fairness and all this other stuff. And then I says, Leroy, we've been talking for a quarter of an hour and we haven't had a disagreement yet. I says, all I'm asking for you is to sign so I can get on the ballot so we can keep democracy going. And he says, here, give me that. He wrote it out. And I mean, how hard was that? I mean, he may not vote for me, but the point is we talked to each other.
And wouldn't it be something if we could get that, if you could get 15 minutes, you know, with every voter. And I remember saying, I mean, Dana Walks, when he was running for governor, I was like, boy, if he could get 15 minutes with everybody, you know, he'd be, you know, senator or something by now, because that kind of quality is what we need. Apart from the characters and the values that we need in the legislature, are there particular issues that you're emphasizing in your campaign?
Well, there's several that come to mind. The one issue that really stood out and why I got more fired up about running for the state Senate were these gavel in and gavel outs that were happening in the state legislature when important things were to be discussed. Just discussed, just brought out for a discussion between the various, you know, state legislatures, whether it be in the Assembly or the Senate, and it was all, you know, they gaveled in session and then right immediately gaveled out. They didn't want to deal with the discussion on tough issues. If we can't talk about tough issues to try to find a remedy and to find a solution, we got a big problem here, my friends. We got to confront problems. We can't ignore them. We can't throw them in the back and say, well, we'll let somebody else worry about them. No, the problems are here now. They have to be taken care of. That's what a legislature is supposed to do. That's what a representative of the people is supposed to do, represent them and their opinions and their thoughts. That's what I try to bring to the table.
And for the specifically for the 29th district, any particular either issues, projects, priorities that you think people want to see for somebody who's not necessarily bringing home the bacon, but at least not forgetting, you know, the district that he represents? What would people find in you?
Well, again, healthcare is a main issue that a lot of people concern themselves with, and the fact that, you know, the common sense gun laws is something that I think needs to be addressed and discussed seriously. Don't just throw it out because some specialized group does not want to even bring it up. Unfortunately, it hits home on my end of the spectrum quite a bit. And there's common sense things that are out there that could be implemented now that could at least help eliminate some of the. It's not going to take care of all of it, but we got to start somewhere. We got to be smart about it.
Sure do. Bob Look, candidate for state Senate in the 29th district. It was a pleasure getting to tell folks about your candidacy and hope we'll get to talk with a campaign update as we move things along here. Bob, thank you so much.
Pat, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Good luck. And by the way, the first time I was on WXCO, I started a morning show, and my first guest was the mayor of Wausau.
See? So I'm off to a good start here. All right. Thank you, Bob, very much. This is Up North News. We'll be right back.